Jerry Bader Show, 1028. Yeah, let's get this in, this final question that I asked Reed Ribble, and then I'll comment on all of this and get your calls after 1030. Jason, go ahead. Talking with Congressman Reed Ribble. Reed, we have about a minute, but I did want to get you to comment on this.
Mm-hmm.
The government shutdown denying an array of financial benefits to families of troops killed in combat training or other causes in the military. In addition, services to veterans were further curtailed Tuesday as the Veterans Affairs Department exhausted some carryover funds and furloughed 7,000 workers. But and I heard about this yesterday. There's a story in Wisconsin where a family of a fallen Wisconsin soldier can't go to basically pick him up because of funds that are normally allocated for that.
Yeah, and by the way, there's plenty of money that to meet these needs. In fact, Secretary Hagel just pulled back 350,000 or so civilian furloughed Department of Defense people. This is one of these political one-upsmanships to make things hard. I think it's a mistake by the administration to draw this line. Now, back in July, I think it was June 4th, we sent over to the Senate a full appropriations for MILCON and VA. It's military construction and VA to fully fund it through the typical appropriations process. And so this there's no reason that we're at this spot with veterans at all. Department of Defense was fully funded back in July with a full appropriations bill, and the Senate hasn't even brought them up. So today we're going to pass H.J. Res 91, which will honor the families of fallen soldiers. We're going to make sure that those things are taken care of.
All right, I find that stunning. In fact, that didn't have to happen at all. Reed said a lot there. I want to examine it, share some other things, and get your thoughts on this in 5 minutes. It's 10:30.